Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we examine the stories that challenge our expectations and, well, ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we're doing a deep dive into The David Embrace by Warren Adler. It's a gripping psychological thriller, but it's also really this powerful meditation on transformation, passion.
And the hidden costs of authenticity. Absolutely.
Exactly. So this deep dive is for you, whether you've just finished the book or maybe you're discovering it now. We're going to explore its layers, its surprising relevance today.
Yeah, and add to your understanding of Angela Ford's journey, it's quite a ride.
It really is.
You know, what's so striking is how Adler just dissects that illusion of the perfect life right from the start.
Yeah, tell us about Angela.
Okay, so we meet Angela Ford. She's 38, wife, mother, living in what seems like, you know, perfect suburban comfort.
Right. The dream.
Kind of. But yeah. Inside, she's completely hollowed out. Emotional stagnation, lack of passion. It's this quiet desperation that I think a lot of readers probably recognize.
That sense that the life you built is maybe more of a cage.
Precisely. A gilded cage. Yeah.
And it takes something really powerful to break that open, doesn't it? Her transformation kicks off in Florence with her Aunt Emma.
That's the moment. Standing in front of Michelangelo's David, it's described as this seismic, sexual, and spiritual awakening.
It's more than just appreciating art, then.
Oh, much more. It's like this jolt of self-awareness, a sudden realization of the passion, the authenticity she's just been shutting down.
How does Adler make that feel believable, not, you know, over the top?
Well, he grounds it in a really visceral response. It's almost primal. He links it to the statue itself, David representing strength, vulnerability, raw potential.
Okay.
And this huge internal shift. It then plays out externally when she meets John Champion in Cap Ferrat, this mysterious figure.
Right, the affair.
An intense affair, yeah. It becomes the vehicle for her reinvention, directly challenging the emptiness of her marriage to Tom Ford. It's like her spirit's finally catching up.
But this liberation, it takes a dark turn pretty quickly.
Very quickly. Because Champion isn't just some lover she met on vacation. He's actually a professional assassin.
Whoa.
And get this. He murdered Max Hamilton, who was a client of Angela's husband, Tom.
So her personal awakening crashes right into something really dangerous.
Exactly. And the deception just keeps layering. It turns out Tom Ford, the stable, reliable husband, he actually orchestrated Hamilton's murder.
No way. Why?
To take over his business empire. And he had help. His assistant, Cynthia Bilton, who is also his secret lover.
So while Angela's having this personal crisis and trying to hide her affair,
her lies, totally unintentionally, start threatening Tom and Cynthia's whole murderous scheme.
Okay, so things escalate.
Massively. Cynthia, who's described as pretty ruthless, decides Angela needs to be removed. Permanently. She arranges for Angela's assassination.
So it goes from this internal struggle to a literal life or death chase across Europe.
Yeah, it's this deadly cat and mouse game. Everyone's hiding behind some kind of mask. It's not just a love triangle. It's way more complex.
What does all this intricate plotting tell us about the bigger themes Adler's exploring here?
I think it boils down to this central question about the cost of waking up.
Right.
Adler uses this thriller structure to really dig into the price of authenticity. He explores sexual liberation, midlife reinvention, especially for a woman, which was pretty bold back then.
But it's not presented as simply empowering, is it?
Not at all. It forces Angela to face the moral gray areas of her freedom and, you know, the very real dangers that come with chasing genuine passion.
And this idea of duality, of masks, it applies to everyone. Angela, Tom, Champion.
Everyone. They all perform different identities. It really makes you, the reader, question that whole illusion of domestic security.
Yeah, like love, loyalty, even wealth. Are they genuine or just transactional? Tools for manipulation.
Exactly. And that's why it feels so relevant now, doesn't it? Thinking about hidden identities, deception within families or relationships, the corrupting side of wealth.
It feels very current. Social media facades, corporate scandals.
Right. The novel really poses that tough question. Is it better to live a comfortable lie, even if it's unfulfilling?
And to pursue authentic passion, knowing it could be dangerous, even destructive.
That's the core tension.
Wow. So The David Embrace, it's a thriller, yes, but also this intense exploration of passion, betrayal, and radical self-discovery.
Definitely. And for you, the reader, it leaves you thinking, doesn't it? In a world where compromise is common, where people feel stuck, is Angela's choice abandoning everything for this passionate, dangerous love, is it inspiring? Or is it incredibly selfish?
The tough call.
And what does her story ultimately suggest about whether real, authentic transformation is actually possible, especially midlife? It gives you a lot to chew on.
Absolutely. Okay, that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, stay honest, stay curious, and keep diving deeper into the stories that challenge us.